Call now for valuable free information, including terms, rates, and coverage. 1-800-400-7011. Again, call 1-800-400-7011. That's 1-800-400-7011.
The whole process of buying a home, it was terrifying. We didn't know if it was even something that we could plausibly do. But having this estimate from Zillow, in which they kind of calculate out what the approximate value of that house maybe should be, it took all that kind of scary risk away. I can't tell you how much happier we are having a place of our own.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
My name is Jim. I'm a veteran, and I lost both legs in Vietnam. My victory was proving that disability is not a limitation.
I'm Julius. I'm a veteran. My victory was going from homeless to home.
At DAV, we're on a mission, helping veterans of all generations get the benefits they've earned.
I'm Cece. My victory was finishing my education.
When America's veterans win, we all win. Help us support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Enjoy a taste of Greece this Friday through Monday at the Assumption Greek Orthodox Church near Manchester and I-270. Hi, everyone. I'm Victoria Babu. Join me for some delicious Greek food and pastries, plus Greek music and dancers. Visit stlouisgreekfest.com for more information. Whoopa!
Call St. Louis Closet Company today and schedule a free in-home estimate and hear about their 25th anniversary special. 314-781-9000.
Dads like wings, beer, and sports. So give Dad a gift he'll love. Buffalo Wild Wings. Purchase a gift card in-store or online. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Jerry Lewis is coming to the Family Arena this November, and you can win tickets right here. Listen for the Jerry Lewis soundbite. You'll know it when you hear it. And when you do, be the fifth caller to register for your chance to win a pair of tickets from the Family Arena and a big 550. Hey, lady. KTRS.
How much is that jar in the window? The one with the wagon you chain.
I've heard other veterinarian shows. They're horrible. This is the one right here. This is the show. This is where you get the best advice from a guy who loves animals. I'm a dog lover. I don't have any problem with cat people. Peon has a... You have a cat or two cats?
Two cats.
Why is it so many people have two cats instead of one cat? It seems like most cat people have two cats.
Yes, we had one, and then for some reason she thought the one needed a friend, and then they can't stand each other.
I thought it was because they get one cat and they go, man, I hate this cat, let's get another one. Maybe we'll like the other one. So whether it's cats, dogs, lizards, snakes, turtles, Dr. Doug's a turtle guy. He's got a bunch of... I think his are tortoises. Not sure I know the difference. But he's here, and he's ready to talk to you about your pet. He is your pet's best friend and the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. He's brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. STL Taxi is the app. It's free. It works. Please download it. And here we go. Here are the phone numbers you need to call now, as I see three or four of you have. But jump on in. We've got a line or two open. 314-969-KTRS. That's 969-5877. Or 888-550-KTRS, or from most cell phones, star KTRS. Would you please say hello to Dr. Doug Pernico?
Hey, 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 how are you today?
Having a really good day, doctor. It's been a great day for me today. How are you?
I am AM in the PM. It's beautiful out today.
You know, it's not bad at all. It rained in spots and places, but most of my driving around I had a lot to do today was dry.
Yeah, yeah.
So you ready to take calls?
I sure am.
All right, here we go. Folks, pay attention, because I'm probably not going to do these numbers again. Look at there. They're one line open. Let's go. Let's just start KTRS for most cell phones. How about that? Let's talk to Barb, because as we know, you are a chick magnet. Barb, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Barb. How are you, honey?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm hanging.
General questions.
Sure.
First one, how many hours a day does a dog require? How many hours of sleep a day does a dog require?
You know, that's a difficult question, because they're so hyper when they're alive and up. But, you know, some dogs will just sleep seems like they're sleeping endlessly. I don't know that they're always in a deep sleep. But I don't have an actual answer for you. I'm sorry, but I've seen so many variations in different individuals.
Okay.
But, you know, they'll sleep a lot.
Yeah.
And they'll be really active and kind of hyperkinetic for part of the time they're up.
That's kind of what I was thinking. Like, my dogs sleep during the day, I'm sure, while I'm at work, and then they run around, and then at night they sleep. So I'm like, well, they must require a lot of sleep.
It's because they, when they do move, they expend so much energy so intently that I think that they just need that extra rest.
Oh, okay. My second question is, what causes a dog to shake? Like, not just for no reason.
Well, sometimes, Barb, it's when you say shake, and then they'll shake your hand.
Yeah.
A lot of times that's it, because you told them to shake. Oh, I get it. She means like shake.
Shake your
like,
body.
Ah,
shake
okay.
Like a nervous shake?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, give me a scenario, because they'll shake for different reasons. Like if they have a fever, they'll shake.
Or if they're cold.
If they're cold, they'll shake. If they're weak, they'll shake. If they're excited or nervous, they'll shake. But if there's a pattern behind it, that's more important to me. So
yeah, no, it's like I have a little Yorkie, teacup Yorkie. When I pick him up to take him to the groomers or anywhere,
uh-huh.
Shaking and shakes the whole way and pants and
that's anxiety.
Okay.
You know, you might talk to your veterinarian about something. Just even a little Benadryl or Dramamine can be useful.
Or you can put him to sleep.
No, I don't think that.
Just to take the edge off. Or this product we've talked about in the past, Zelkine, useful. So there are another number of options, but a lot of that has to do with the breed too. Some of the little breeds are just
Chihuahuas are. They're the shakiest and most nervous little dogs I've ever seen. I've seen more Chihuahuas just shake and shake like they're just going to shake themselves to death.
Yeah, I see it in all the little lap breeds. They just seem to be the worst. But
well, that's what he is. And, I mean, as soon as we get to the groomers, he's fine.
Yeah.
When we come home, he's fine. It's going there, anywhere in the car that we go. It's this, like, shaking, sneezing, panting.
And you know what you could do? You could do some practice where you spend some time driving around and get him used to the drive and make it an experience that's fun and just pet him and love him and take him and get a treat. And then he might get used to the car.
Okay.
Right.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
All right, Barb. That always stops me from shaking if a woman will pet me.
Yeah.
I don't tend to shake as much. This is Benny. Benny, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hey, Dr. Doug, thank you for taking our call.
No problem. What can I do for you?
My daughter and her husband have a, it's a mix. It's a Labrador and some kind of Spaniel. I forget what it is.
Okay.
And they had him fixed last Friday.
Okay.
Had him neutered. And ever since they have, he's like walked with his back end. He'll walk kind of normal three or four steps and then. No, I don't mean he's dragging his back in, but his butt kind of goes down, you know?
Uh-huh.
And he seems to be, I don't know if you'd say in pain.
Uh-huh.
Well, I guess he would be in pain, but it's been Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday,
well,
Monday.
Well, how is he straining to urinate, or is he able to urinate and defecate normally?
Yes.
Okay. Mm. And there's no blood in the urine or anything like that?
There's not.
Okay. So
and she took him back to the vet, and the vet said he just had him cut off, you know?
Yeah.
He's going to be abnormal for a week here.
Yeah, I haven't really seen that exactly, but it's certainly a possibility. How old is this dog?
I think he's 4.5 or 5 months old now.
Just 5 months old, yeah. So I would just give him some time, and if he doesn't feel well, you might ask your vet for a little pain medication. They have a couple different products they could use, and see if that doesn't get him through until his stitches come out, which is usually 10 days after the surgery. If he's still having problems, then he ought to kind of reevaluate that for you, okay?
All right, then.
Okay,
thanks,
be good. Is he talking with a high voice now?
Oh, see.
Yeah.
Whoa, what was that?
That was Dr. Doug doing a dog with a high voice.
Oh.
Pat, I don't know. I'm sorry. Yeah, Pat, I don't know if this is a male or female. Pat, say hi to Dr. Doug, then we'll know.
I'm a female.
Female, there you go.
Right.
I have a Chiweenie, but...
excuse me?
A Chiweenie?
Mama got hold of something else besides that.
That came off sounding really strange.
What is a chow-weenie?
It's a chihuahua and some...
Or it could be a chow and a
weenie dog.
Oh. It's chow. Is it a...
Chihuahua, whatever you call them.
Okay.
Chihuahua and dachshund.
Okay.
I have a chow-weenie, but the doctor said it could get better.
Okay.
You know what? Pat, you don't have to put up with that. You can hang up right now. We wouldn't blame you.
I've been there for many, many years. All right.
What's your question for Dr. Doug?
I have that dog, and my husband's been sick, so I had to take all the rugs. I have hardwood floors, and I had to take all my rugs, and he will not go from the kitchen to the living room. The only way I can get him to go outside is my husband's got carpet in his bedroom. Mm-hmm. And that's the only reason. What can I do for him?
Could you use like a running strip of carpet instead of a full carpet area, but just give him a running strip where he's comfortable that takes him where he needs to get outside? Because obviously he's not comfortable on the noise or the texture of the floor. It's kind of surprising, too. It's strange that most people would not want to have a slick floor for an elderly person. They'd rather have the carpet.
That's what physical therapy told me.
Oh, okay. Well,
you know,
physical therapist told you to put a slick floor in so your husband could fall down and break his neck?
That's what I was thinking. Insurance.
No, I have all kinds of rugs.
Oh.
You know,
well, I would, if you could get like just a runner.
I had to take them up so my husband could, you know, not trip over them.
Mm. Yeah.
But is there any kind of medicine I can give this dog? Because I think he's insane.
Yeah, no, he's just uncomfortable and nervous with that. The couple things you can do, you can try and give him a little Benadryl, and your vet can give you a dose, and that'll calm him down a little bit and take him on a lead and kind of walk him along the path he has to follow on the floor and get him used to it and make him realize it's safe. The other thing you can do, like I said...
No, I've tried the leash, and he won't know.
That's what I said. If you put a little drugs into him, that might help. A little Benadryl.
Put the leash on him and drag him across the floor.
Yeah, it's slick.
And then I would really, you could get a simple, inexpensive little rug runner section that just goes over that particular area. And if it doesn't, you know, you just keep your husband away from it so he doesn't have a good grip. We want him to stay on the slick floor. But, and then have your dog walk on that. And I think those are the two most logical suggestions.
And then every day you cut 2 inches off the runner, and then two more and two more, and eventually there's no runner anymore.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
There you go.
Oh, okay.
Or, Pat, like you said, your dog's insane.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's possible. Dogs can be crazy.
He doesn't like change.
Dog can be crazy.
He's only 4 years old.
Yeah, he doesn't want the change, though.
All right. Well, good luck with that, Pat.
Bye-bye, Pat.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Why would you have your husband on a slick floor?
She's trying to kill him. No, mm-hmm. It's obvious. So obvious. And she realized she'd slipped and said, essentially, I'm trying to kill my husband.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think she caught herself. Again... Look at the women. Look at the names of the women. Doc,
God.
How do you do
Can
it?
Can I save some of the phone numbers?
That'd be up to them. Mary, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. How are you today?
Ooh. Good, Mary. How are you, sweetie?
Great, sweetie. Thank you. Can you tell me when is the best time to spay your dog?
The best time to spay her?
Mm-hmm.
How old is your puppy now?
6 months old.
Okay. So,
2 months
in school,
ago.
We're trained to do them at about 4 to 6 months, okay? And okay. That's an okay time. Now, the reason they do that, number one, is that they feel like statistically, if dogs get spayed any later, they're more prone, after the second heat, I believe, second or third heat, they're more prone to having breast cancer later in life. That's one possibility. And then, but the other side of the coin is that sometimes the animals that stay, they get spayed too early. They say some of the bigger breeds, in fact, don't have a chance to mature. Their bone maturation is influenced by the hormones.
All right, hang on a second. What is that noise? It sounds like somebody has a horrible case of gastrointestinal.
Not on my side.
Yeah.
Cramps and gurgles.
Yeah.
Mary, are you having a stomach issue?
Are you thinking about McGraw?
See that? Edit that out.
Driving in the car.
We don't need that. I don't
car
know what
noise.
That was. It was a car?
Yeah.
So, wow. So we usually do them. We usually suggest them anywhere from 4 to 6 months, but some people like to wait and do them later. And it's really no difficulty to it. The smaller they are and the younger they are, the quicker they heal, and that's why I like to do them that way. Some of the rescue groups even do them, I've seen them done as early as 6 to 8 weeks of life. And, you know, that can be done. So, but the statistics in my mind don't show any great difference, again, except for this newer fact that about the bone maturation in bigger breed dogs. Some people like to wait and give them more time, 6 months to a year. So
she can do it any time now.
Really, any time. And I would. Is your vet suggesting a certain date?
Left it up to me. I just wanted another.
Okay, so, yeah, like I said, we try, I personally, since I do all the surgeries here, I try and push them at 4 to 5 weeks because it's easier for the dog and it's easier for
months. Me. Months.
I mean, and my associate prefers to do them older. So, you know, it really is whatever works for you. I don't think most of these dogs have a long life like humans where we live 70 to 80 years where some of these things are as effective or imposing as they are in a human. So I think you can do whatever you wish.
All right.
Well, thank you so much.
Hi, Mary. Thank you. Mary. It sounded like some sound you hear in The Exorcist or something.
You know what? I'll bet you what, if she was in her car, it was probably the air coming out of her air conditioner or something and going into the
phone.
It didn't sound like that at all. It sounded like like some crappy.
I had no idea about breast cancer in dogs. I've never heard of a dog having.
I've never heard of that either.
Oh, yeah.
We learn a lot here.
And cats. It's worse than cats, actually.
You learn. So here's another name that could be male, could be female. We'll find out. Alex, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. How are you?
All right.
Another woman.
Mm-hmm. I'm a girl.
You're a girl. We can call
like that. Go ahead, Alex. How are you, sweetie?
Alex? Oh, my God. After all this time waiting, and she lost her cell signal. Alex, call us back, Alex. We'll try to get you in here. That leaves Barbara. The women just keep on coming in. Barbara, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Barb. How are you?
Fine. I have a Boston Terrier, and he's been diagnosed with Cushing's disease. How long do they usually live after being diagnosed?
You know, they can do good if they're managed on the medicines correctly.
Yeah.
They can really do fine for 2 to 4 years without any problems. How old is this dog?
10 years old.
Yeah, so, I mean, that would you probably can live the full life.
Really?
With some good management.
But they don't ever really get rid of the Cushing's disease.
No, it's a disease of the adrenal gland or... There's two types. There's one that starts in the pituitary gland and affects the adrenal gland because of the hormones,
uh-huh.
or the one that's a primary tumor that's right in the adrenal gland. More often, they come from the brain area, and you get a secondary impact. So, but they're better and better managed and better diagnosed. So if you've got a clear diagnosis, then he'll probably talk to you about putting him on some medication. And there's a transition period where you have to get him used to the medication and the dosing. And dosing varies with time. Okay?
Okay.
Barbara, you have a very interesting voice.
Really?
Yeah, you do. Say something to me. Say, Frank, you're the greatest.
Oh, yeah, I'm really going to say that.
At least I got her to say, yeah, I'm really going to say that. I got her to speak.
You can't even get your wife to say that, can you?
Oh, that'll never happen.
Oh.
But you do. You have a very interesting voice, I think. Okay. And listen, is your dog attracted and want to always be on the seating part of the sofa? Because that's Cushing's disease. That's a whole different thing.
Yeah.
Thank you, Barbara.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. She wanted to laugh.
Yeah.
She
fought it hard.
Veterinary book.
She suppressed it.
Yeah.
And I can tell that in a woman when they're holding back, because they're always holding back with me.
Oh.
And I can tell she was holding the laughter back. And the women just keep coming out of the woodwork. Here's Melissa. Melissa, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Melissa. How are you, sweetie?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
I have a really quick question. Would a cat's whiskers grow back?
If they get burned or...
You burned them off, didn't you?
I just happened to notice that a couple of her whiskers were laying around, and I just wondered if they grow back.
Yeah, I think they'll grow back. I haven't, you know, no one's ever asked me that, but I can't think of when they wouldn't. So I think yes, they would. But do you know why they were falling out?
Well, no, that's what I was concerned, is that possibly.
I mean, completely, or just like a couple of whiskers were found?
Just a couple.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if playing around, she got them caught in something, and they just got...
Hopefully you weren't playing that new sick game, let's cut off the cat's whiskers. That's kind of going around now. I hope
not.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about it. I've seen them with shortened whiskers, and I think they do grow back. But I'll check on that just to make sure.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you, Melissa.
Now, that was a
honey, nice sweetie. Mm-hmm. Listen, no wonder they like him. Listen to the way he talks to him. Anybody else, that would be considered sexist. You're not supposed to do that.
I'm definitely sexist.
You're old school.
I love women.
You're old school. I'm with you. All right, Doc. Thank you. We'll do it next week.
Thank you.
All right, Dr. Doug Pernikoff, everybody. Your pet's best friend and the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon, brought to you by Never Forget That Without Laclede Cab, There May Not Be a Dr. Doug segment. Advertisers are the lifeblood of this show and its segments. The app is STL Taxi. It's easy to use and it's free. Good way to get yourself a Laclede Cab. We're going to check on traffic. I think we are. That means it's time to introduce him. You know, we never give him like a big introduction.
No.
Give it up, if you would, ladies and gentlemen, for the great Tim Wilde.
Yeah.
They love you. Listen to that crowd. What do you have, Tim?
Thank you. All right, you've got a new crash now. It's on eastbound 40 at Grand. The left lane is blocked. And boy, the baseball traffic just let out. So things are already jamming up from Jefferson on westbound 40 out through Big Bend. We're also a little bit slow on southbound 270. Just in areas now, Page down through Manchester. And if you're traveling westbound 70, it's a stretch between O'Fallon Park out through Jennings Station Road and slow again between 141 Earth City Expressway through 5th Street. This report brought to you by Home by Verizon. Put some smarts in your car. Plug in Home by Verizon to get vehicle diagnostics, emergency incident alerts, and pinpoint roadside assistance. For a smarter, safer car, go to hum.com. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Wyland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Oh, caught me. I was taking a sip. Wow. It's Diet Coke, and I hate diet drinks.
Why are you drinking a diet?
Well, I'm losing weight. I'm on this thing now. I went today and
I don't think it matters with soda.
I do. Oh,
really?
I do. Yeah, it's sugar, calories. It's all about calories.
Yeah.
It's all about calories. I'm practically a doctor.
Yeah. Okay.
So just pay attention here. We're checking now in with a man who's never had an issue with his weight because he runs like 16 miles every morning, plays hockey, works out. How can you gain weight doing all that? John Londoff, how are you?
I'm great, Frank. How are you?
I'm good, and I'm worried about you. Are you going to be okay tonight? This is a big, big game tonight, this hockey game.
First of all, it's a hockey game.
Right.
Okay. You know, I do love, the Blues hockey. I love hockey. I love some of our, the fan base has stood in there now almost 50 years. It's our 49th year. Today is a special day. It's John Londoff III's 27th birthday.
Well, that trumps the game.
That trumps the game.
You bet it does.
Me? Yeah. So, I mean, I just say 27 years ago, man, my world was just, I can't even explain. Just, you know, if you remember the birth of all four of my children. But, I mean, just the first one, you're like, oh, my God. And it was, and I always tell them, I said, you made me smile ear to ear from the moment you came into this world, and he continues to make me smile ear to ear.
That is so beautiful.
Funny. He's kind of got a little humor to him, that John Lonnie III. So he gets that from his mom, I think.
Yeah.
Now, he's a good kid.
I have a question. Happy birthday, John III.
Oh, thanks.
Why did they call, since this is kind of the talk of the town, it's a big game tonight. If they lose, that's it. Why did they call the arena the barn, the old barn? What was that about?
Well, because at one time it was an old barn there. You used to do, I'm pretty sure, I don't know if they did the equestrian, but I think...
Oh, you talk...
Rodeo, but no, but it was originally just an old barn that it was cattle coming through there, but it was not turned into an ice rink until... obviously in the 60s, and I think it was built in the 30s. So it was not converted into an ice rink, you know, until
60s?
Mm-hmm. 67. So, yeah, so it was an old barn. I mean, it looked like an old barn. Sometimes it smelled like an old barn, but I tell you what, boy, that place was unbelievable.
I loved that place.
It had all these tunnels, you know, and on the outer edges, and you could just sneak through them. You could sneak into the games. We had all these different places that we could sneak into, and I hate to admit it, but yeah, I didn't have any money. You know, my dad wouldn't. Hey, Dad,
wait,
can I get
hold on a minute? Wait, hold on, hold
for hockey tickets? Wait, and he looked at me like I was crazy.
Hold on a minute. You didn't have any money as a kid. I mean, really? Come on.
No.
I never knew this sad story. Mm-hmm. Did you guys know this?
I did not either.
Frank, don't make fun. You know, my mom and dad are both gone. They can't tell you, but no, my dad. I mean, he watched the money, you know. So he's, you know, running a big dealership and taking care of, I think, a couple of businesses my grandpa had back then.
So there was money. You just didn't get any of it.
Take it.
Yeah. Huh? There was money. You just didn't get it. He just didn't dole it out. Here's some money.
Exactly.
Good. That's good for him.
If I wanted money, guess what?
You'd work
Come right here to 1375 Dunn Road and work. And that's how I got paid. I wouldn't trade it for the world. I loved working here as a kid. I still love working here. But, yeah, so the old barn, they used to have cats at the old barn to you know, eat the...
the rats?
The mice, yeah.
The rats?
Wow.
Yeah. Man, but it was that place, the Monday Night Miracle against Calgary.
Yeah.
That place was shaking. It was so loud. I mean, literally, it was vibrating. I'm like, man, that roof is going to come crashing in on all of us. But, yeah, it's a great, great, great place. I mean, you were much closer to the ice than you are with this Scott Drake. And the upper level, you know, had railings. You had to hold on to them because you were that upper level, the upper blue. I mean, if you kind of didn't look the right way, you'd go tumbling head over heels. It was that steep. And Dan, you remember Standing Room Only?
Oh, yes.
They actually painted footprints.
I know. They did. You're right. They did.
For where you could stand and where you couldn't stand. And then they put big X's for that. You can't stand here. And I mean, it was a battle. You'd get there really early to get Standing Room Only. So
I went to a Standing Room Only game with my dad when the Blues were in the finals against the Boston Bruins.
You remember the implosion of the arena? Do you remember the people that went up and put love notes in the fencing around the implosion?
Yeah.
Ooh, and crying. I saw them on the news. They're crying, and they're leaving little mementos.
Yeah.
I mean, there were some people that were really attached to that place, apparently.
It was time for a new arena.
Yeah,
they do, you know, the ownership group now and even previous ownership groups wish that they would not. The Keel Partners would not have built such a large facility because what does this place hold? Almost 20,000. You know, if you could have built something at 16,500, first of all, it's hard to get a ticket right now with the playoffs, of course. But if you had something a little smaller, a little more intimate, then you were really on top of the ice, and then the volume would really be a difficult place for road teams to come in and play. But, you know, I mean, it's a game, and it's game six. We just won, you know, on their ice on Saturday, so anything can happen. I mean, anything can happen. I think I feel good. I saw the face of our goaltender Monday night, Elliot. How do they call him? Els, or his nickname is Moose. He was not happy. You could see on his face he was ready to kill somebody because they gave the start to the other goaltender, Jake Allen. And I don't know. I mean, you know, having been a coach and whatnot, but not nowhere near this level, but it's hard to make that call. Someone has to. And so I'm sure it was he and the general manager, Armstrong, but you got to put the guy back in that got you here. And this guy, Elliot, the only reason we are where we are right now is because of him. And I really think that we'll play here Friday night because of him. And I think the team will really rally around him. And I don't know. Monday night, you take away the absolute stupid, selfish penalty by number 22, Kevin Shattenkirk. Well, I love the guy.
Mm.
But, man, it was just a stupid, selfish, you know. He got one cross check, get away with it. Another one, then he starts fighting the guy.
Yeah.
This is a conference finals. This isn't a game in October or November. This is just, to me, you know, maybe the guy deserved, you know, get him in the next shift when maybe the ref's not looking and try to break his ankle with a slash, you know? That's it. This is going to be a vicious game tonight. There might be a couple of people from San Jose that they have to help off the ice, and it wouldn't hurt my feelings at all, okay? I tell you.
Well, I can't talk hockey, but I bet you I can claim something neither one of you guys can claim. There was one week at the arena, the old arena, where I was in the arena every night for 7 nights in a row. Now, can you even guess why?
Oh, man.
So why is that? Why is that, Frank?
7 nights in a row.
See, now that's condescending. Well, the way you said that. Oh, why is
some,
that? No, I'm not going to tell you.
I know it was. You did some wrestling
thing. I didn't say anything condescending.
Oh, I didn't do any wrestling.
Oh, wait a minute.
Didn't you, introduce some?
No, that was one night at a wrestling match in St. Charles.
Were you helping clean the place?
See, you know what? I don't have to put up with that.
Seven nights in a row. Now I'm curious for 7 nights in a row because I was thinking.
I worked, volunteered to work for Billy Graham.
Really?
He did a crusade and he packed the place for 7, I believe it was 7 nights.
Wow.
And I was there working. Security.
Security?
Really? Security, that's right.
Whoa.
Security?
Yep, working. So you had a walkie-talkie and everything. Help Mr. Graham.
Do you have a nightstick or just a great big flashlight?
I had a walkie-talkie, and I was privileged because I think Billy Graham, and I've said this before, of all these preachers and evangelists, this is the guy who walked the walk his whole life and didn't just talk the talk. And I had the privilege of actually opening the car door, helping him out as he came in under the tunnel in the secret entrance there. And it was a privilege to watch that operation work. And it was some operation. So for
an entire week.
Every night, volunteered, happy to do it.
Wow.
Yeah, he's a special guy.
That had to be cool.
He's a special guy. He just is. This is a guy who's lived in the same house in North Carolina for like 50 years. I knew what his salary was. I was in on the meetings and got to see how the money flowed. And there's never been a hint, an ounce of anything, allegations of corruption or wrongdoing. Billy Graham told me that when he rides in a car, and he's old now, he's still around, but he's just barely hanging on. He said that when he rode in a car, he would never, ever, ever be in a car with a woman alone, just the two of them. There had to be a third, even fourth person in the car, because he would not allow any sort of gossip or anybody create, oh, he tried this. He goes, no, there's always a witness. He said, you have to be, especially doing what I do, you got to be careful of people calling you out as a hypocrite. So I make sure there are people around so that I'm never in a situation where I can be accused of stuff like that. He's a very smart, smart guy. And he would pull in with a disguise, like a beard and a weird hat, because to Christians, he at one time was like a rock star. And they try to grab him and get a piece of clothing because a lot of people thought this guy is holy.
Yeah.
He's not. He's just a man who preaches the gospel. So that's my arena story. What do we need to sell?
William Franklin Billy Graham Jr.
Yeah, Franklin Graham is taking
William
on the...
Billy Graham Jr.
He's a spitting image of his dad.
November 7, 1918. Unbelievable.
And Franklin Graham, his son, looks exactly like him. Billy Graham has spoken to more people than any other, any celebrity, any singer, any group. He has spoken to millions and millions and millions of people in arenas and venues all over the world. He's a very impressive guy.
Wow, now, unbelievable speaker.
Now, what do we need?
Were you ever thinking about becoming an evangelist?
Yes, a preacher. Yes, I toyed with being a preacher.
You'd have been great. I mean, I don't know. People out there in the listening audience know you as well as I do. You are really a super nice person. I mean, you're down to earth.
John. I would still sometimes like to be a preacher. I would. I think I know exactly the kind of preacher I would be, and I sometimes still think, and it's never too late. I'll be the first guy who becomes a preacher at 70 or something. You never know.
You never know, buddy.
And you're the first person I want in my congregation.
Oh, I would be right. I'd be in the front row.
I'll say, hand that offering plate to him first. Let him get it started.
Is that it? Just about the money, Frank? That's all it's about, the money?
No, it's about the money. If I know the money is going to the right place, cough it up. Look.
Well, we need to sell a lot of cars and trucks the rest of this week and month. You got a great day going today, and you know, all day tomorrow. Again, we're open late tonight. You ask, what do we want to sell? Everything. We got great deals on everything. You know, 16.9 on Chevy Cruze Limiteds. You know, the price of $93.90 on a new Spark. We're selling a few. We need to sell a lot more Sparks. I mean, we've got them everywhere. That's just a great vehicle, great gas mileage, super easy and fun to drive. As we've called it many times before, cute car. The Spark is a cute car. And, Frank, you would look cute in one, I think.
Well, I drove one, and I would buy one just to have it around for fun, but I think I have enough cars.
And, you know, this time of year, the Corvettes are hot, the Camaros. I think we're like at almost a pace of a one Camaro a day right now. And where we had probably 50 in inventory a few months ago, we're probably under 25 or 30. But the Silverado pickup truck's up to $11,000 off, Silverado double cabs and crew cabs. So great time to come get a new car, truck, SUV, or a pre-owned vehicle. Great rates on pre-owned vehicles as low as 1.9 on some certified pre-owned vehicles. So come and see us. We're here late tonight. I'm not going to be taking the family out to dinner for young John's birthday, and then we're probably going to go somewhere, huddle up, and watch a hockey game.
All right. Well, have a good evening. Tell him happy birthday.
Will do. Thanks.
All right, John.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There he goes. Downplaying the hockey night tonight because of his son's birthday. Pretty smart. Birthday's a big deal. All right, we're going to break, and we'll be back. Bill Cleveland will be with us soon. And before you know it, it's Playhouse time. Got a great joke for you. Big 550, KTRS.
Meet me.
And we're going to get another check on traffic with Tim Wiley.
Okay, they have cleared the accident eastbound 40 at Grand. Now, traffic is jammed pretty solid a little bit east of Kings Highway to the Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound 44 is slowing Grand up through 55, and then that right lane all the way to the Poplar Street Bridge. You're really heavy, I guess, with the baseball traffic and rush hour getting out. If you're traveling eastbound on 70 over the Musial Veterans Bridge, it is solid all the way to the 55-64 split. Then you're going westbound on Highway 40. Things start jamming up right at Jefferson out through McCausland. You have southbound 170 heavy. You had an earlier incident that was south of Ladue. They've cleared that, but now you're slow Olive down through Highway 40. And this report is brought to you by Hum by Verizon. Put some smarts in your car. Plug in Hum by Verizon to get vehicle diagnostics, emergency incident alerts, and pinpoint roadside assistance. For a smarter, safer car, go to hum.com. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095.
Hey, all the way!
Hey, all the way!
Throughout our history,
hey, we run every day.
Millions of Americans marched off to war.
The Taliban are watching us, and they're planning an ambush. The ambush is probably going to be right over there. Are we going?
Too many never made it home. While you're out and about this weekend, think about our local heroes and what they sacrificed for our way of life. Freedom isn't free. The Big 550. KTRS.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There are now government programs available to help you settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But these may be limited-time programs, so you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. 1-800-684-5585. That's 1-800-684-5585. 684-5585. When you call, you'll get free information from Federal Tax Relief. This free info can even help you if you have penalties, unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. Stop the collection process immediately. Call Federal Tax Relief today for free info at 1-800-684-5585. That's 1-800-684-5585. Call now. 1-800-684-5585.
If you could quickly and painlessly clear your psoriasis or vitiligo, would you?
No matter how big the psoriasis is, no matter how small the psoriasis, we can help you.
Ashley is a clinical specialist for Extract, the amazing in-office treatment for psoriasis and vitiligo that's clinically proven to show immediate results with up to 95% clearance.
What my patients love most about the Extract treatments is it's safe, it's FDA cleared, and they're seeing results very quickly.
End the embarrassing, painful patches and discoloration with Extract. There's no medication, no topical ointments, and virtually no side effects. X-Track uses light to transform your skin and change your life. It's covered by all major insurances and Medicare, and will help you find a doctor close by.
I love what I do. I love coming in every day and making a difference in patients' lives. It's amazing.
Call now to live X-Track Clear. Call 800-761-6141. That's 800-761-6141. 800-761-6141. Or visit xtracradio.com. Qualified patients, certain restrictions apply. Results may vary.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
If you currently use a CPAP system, I've got an important question for you. Are you sure you're keeping your CPAP system clean enough? Like, really sure? A dirty CPAP system is a perfect breeding ground for germs. Put that mask on, and they've got a direct line to your body. Talk about a good way to get sick. Fortunately, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs in minutes. To introduce it to the world, they want you to try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-500-6142. With SoClean, you never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. Supplies are limited, so don't wait. Call 1-800-500-6142. 1-800-500-6142.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Pool owners, never have an algae problem again. Clearpool USA has an eco-friendly, non-chemical mineral algaecide cylinder you just drop in your pump basket. It will eliminate the need for shock, chemical algaecides, and clarifiers while reducing your chlorine costs up to 75%. Clearpool USA also has a water purification system with NASA technology that kills algae and harmful bacteria for municipal pools, aquatic centers, water parks, and industrial applications. Go to clearpoolusa.com or call 618-698-3343. That's clearpoolusa.com.
Guess what's going on at Appliance Discounters? A huge sale on quality Bosch built-in appliances and dishwashers. When you purchase a Bosch dishwasher for $599 or higher, Appliance Discounters will also do the replacement install for free. That's $150 savings. We'll even throw in a Bosch food mixer valued at $300 for free.
Shop the Appliance Discounters this Memorial Day at any of their six area locations, open now through Monday.
Are moving companies too expensive? Higher minimums? Friends not showing up? Why take a chance on breaking your back or your furniture? Hi, I'm Chris with Simple Moves. We provide you with the unique moving services. Are you moving house to house? Simple Moves. Room to room? Simple Moves. Floor to floor? Simple Moves. Need warehouse for short-term storage? Simple Moves. Call Simple Moves. Low rates, 1 hour minimum, fully insured, flat rates available. Find us online at simplemoves.com.
Most garden centers have the same ho-hum plants.
Boring.
For unique tropical and outdoor plants, you should visit Katz Gardens. There's a good selection of black and exotic elephant ear plants and perennial cold hardy banana trees. Stop by Katz Gardens on Page Avenue, a half mile east of I-170, or call 314-548-5170 for answers for your gardening projects. Katz Gardens is locally owned
and locally grown
with plant care knowledge to share with you. Katz Gardens is closed on Mondays, but open every other day after 11 a.m.
Experience the St. Louis tradition of Circus Flora under the air-conditioned Big Top and Grand Center. All new show June 2nd through July 3rd. Get your tickets today at circusflora.org.
All May at Subway. Get a free delicious 6-inch breakfast sandwich when you buy any sandwich before 9 a.m., making May the best month ever. The Subway Sandwich Shop. Fresh is what we do.
From
downtown St. Louis. It's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. I hope by now you know the app and that you've downloaded it. It's STL Taxi. If you don't want to use an app, do it the old-fashioned way and give them a call. The only cab you want to be in if you're AM and the PM is a Laclede cab. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hi, everyone. Good afternoon. Happy Wednesday to you.
Good afternoon, Bill. You too.
Well, a study by the Pew Research Center, I love that, right?
Pew
Research Center, determined that more millennials between the ages of 18 and 34 are now living with their parents than at any other time in history.
I've heard that.
Millennials were happy to take the poll while their parents gave them trophies just for finishing the poll.
What you got to do now?
Everybody get the trophy.
Oh, now. Yeah.
We get it.
Right.
Okay.
We get
sure,
it.
Whatever. A lady gave birth last week on an airplane over in Europe. Pretty crazy. Yeah, as soon as the kid was born, the baby said, you know, I had more leg room in the womb.
True.
And speaking of that, the head of the TSA has reportedly been fired or replaced. And he said he's looking forward to spending more time with his nail clipper and shampoo bottle collection.
Yeah, I mean, it's a huge one.
And finally, this afternoon. Well, Donald Trump was asked the other day if he was nice enough to be president. Nice enough to be president. And Trump responded, of course I'm nice enough, dumbass.
He might
Bill
say
Cleveland.
That.
He might have to edit that. I don't know.
No, no. We can.
Is that okay?
That's okay. Good, yeah.
Bill Cleveland segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis. I'm Bill Cleveland on 6550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
See you.
I wanted to talk to Bill about moving that telephone around while he was talking. For 52 weeks a year, 24 and a half years, American Equity Mortgage has been on this show. Unbelievable. How have they been able to survive? Well, by doing what they do better than most other mortgage companies do it, meaning they'll work quickly for you. They'll get you the best interest rate anybody can get you, based, of course, on your credit history. And they've educated people. They've taught people that it's not a smart thing to make minimum credit card payments month after month after month. That's actually stupid. And I can use the word stupid. If you're a homeowner, that's just stupid. Because you're paying hellacious interest that's not deductible, and there's no advantage to doing that. You don't have to do that. If you're a homeowner, use the equity in your home. Pay those credit cards off. Get that balance back to zero. And get out of that debt a lot quicker. The other thing, of course, they do is mortgages. If you want a house, you're probably going to need a mortgage. I would ask that you at least talk to the folks at American Equity Mortgage before you make a decision where you're going to do that. AmericanEquity.com is their website and their phone number. Please don't confuse with any other. 314-878-9999. American Equity Mortgage. It is 5 o'clock.